The agenda is, where am I? Conditional use number 2485, Christopher Hanyok.
Madam Chair, once again, Mr. Robertson will read a motion into the record on.
Don't you want to read one just for one last time?
I could barely talk from tears running before the hearing. No, the way staff surprised me beforehand. I do want to, but we'd be here all night.
Well, it's my honor, Mr. Mears. Madam Chair, it's Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend a denial of conditional use number 2485 for Christopher Hanyok for a fenced insulation business with outside storage based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a fencing business on a 5-acre parcel in an area that is generally surrounded by rural residential properties. Two, although there was a prior conditional use approved for this property, it was for a cabinetry business, which is largely indoors and is not as intensive as what is now being proposed for the site. This use with the tractor trailer deliveries, outdoor storage of materials and employees coming to and from the site will have a much greater impact on the neighbors than the prior conditional use on the site. Three, there was opposition to the application from a neighboring property owner describing the current condition and use of the property, and the neighbor expressed concerns that this would only get worse if the use is allowed to continue with a conditional use approval. The tractor trailer deliveries to the site currently occur along a driveway that is located right on our property line. The neighbor stated that the noise and dust from the use adversely affects the use and enjoyment of her property, and she stated the applicant's use is essentially an industrial use that should be located elsewhere. Four, there are other more appropriate locations for this type of use that are not adjacent to residential properties and that are zoned for this type of commercial or industrial use. Five, the proposed conditional use of this location does not promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County's residents. Six, the proposed use in this location does not satisfy the purpose of a conditional use under the Sussex County Zoning Code because it is not well adjusted to its environment with full protection of the neighboring properties, and because the proposed use is not desirable in this location for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. And seven, for all these reasons, it's Mr. Mears' motion that the commission recommend a denial of this conditional use.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So moved, Madam Chair.
I second.
Oops, motion has been made and seconded to deny conditional use number 2485, Christopher Hanyok. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And I just need to remind everybody a vote yes is for the denial. Yeah. Mr. Allen?
I vote yes for the denial for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the denial based on the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Ms. Passwaters?
I vote yes for the denial, reasons, and stated in the motion.
Okay, and for the record, I need to state that I have reviewed the broadcast and am prepared and eligible to vote, and the chair votes yes for the denial of conditional use number 2485. The motion carries 5-0.